Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio. Just tuned in to Dave's Good Vibration Station. Woo! How we doing, beautiful people of our planet? Thank you for tuning in to the Vibration Station. I'm your host, Davey. As you know, this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. Now, what do we mean by that? We live in a world of frequencies, swirling energies, vibrational contents, and physical anatomy. Man, oh man. Are we blessed? Welcome to the Vibration Station. I'm your host, Davey. This is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. We have a very special show lined up for you guys today. As you know, this is the show where we like to inspire you. Every single moment of every single day, you have a choice. You have a conscious choice of whether to react to something or deliberately intend something, right? But this all has to do with your vibration, with what you're outputting, your content, your emotional state of mind, your beingness. We're going to get into a few facets of how to properly use and maneuver these vibrations and energies to benefit you and the world around you. I would like to welcome a very, very special guest to the studio today. We have Juliet Clark, intuitive life and business coach. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dave. Glad to be here.
Thank you, Juliet. Well, I'm glad that you do what you do. Now, for those of you that are not familiar with Juliet, make sure to check her out. Winning Energy Coaching. com. That's winning, W-I-N-N-I-N-G, energy, E-N-E-R-G-Y, coaching, C-O-A-C-H-I-N-G.com. What Juliet does is extremely inspirational, extremely impactful, and the reason why I wanted to bring her on the show today is because I know that listeners, when you hear what she does and what she has to offer, it will inspire you, and it will show you that you can be more than who you have been your entire life, starting today, right? Juliet, just so we can get a little bit more information, get to know you a little bit, can you give us a little intro? Tell us about Juliet Clark's life. No, not the whole thing. Just kind of what got you started in how did you get where you are today? What was the inspiration, right?
Well, I wasn't always like a conscious person.
Very nice.
I started out just ticking along in life like most people.
Yes.
Went to college, went through some great jobs in advertising and publishing and had a few children, you know, the whole thing we all do.
Right.
And then about 10 years ago, I hit a really rough patch in my life. I'd always been extremely abundant. I think as with most people, you know, the economy changed a little bit.
Right.
And during that same time, I was going through a very, very ugly divorce. Mm. I lost my father. It was just like it all came down at once.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you for that. But instead of you know, just ticking along like I always had, I started to look at everything around me as an obstacle and a loss and very negative person. And, you know, it kind of went up from there. A friend of mine gave me an abundance program that she really liked a couple years ago,
Very
about
cool.
2 years ago.
Very cool.
And, of course, I set it on the table and I looked at it because, yes. you know, what you resist persists. So
yes, absolutely.
So
absolutely.
One day I was on a business trip and I just picked it up and I started working it and I literally quit my job 4 days later.
Wow.
Because, you know, it was an employer that I was under contract, but I was constantly struggling to get them
yes.
to pay me the contract. It was a negotiation every month.
That's terrible.
And
no condition you should have to deal with.
Yeah, something that you shouldn't have to deal with.
Yeah.
So I literally called them and I said, after this meeting, because I was on a business trip, I was out of town, I said, after this meeting, we're done. And
wow.
Then I called my family and said, I'm unemployed.
Yes.
And they were just really incredibly supportive about it, though. It was kind of shocking.
That's amazing.
So a couple days later, I continued to work the program. I was only about 5 days into it. It's a 30-day program. A couple days later, I called a coach friend of mine and said, you know, I have this business idea. And so I went and talked to her, and she's like, why aren't you coaching?
Yes.
And I kind of thought, like most people do when they have really brilliant ideas and they're turning their lives around, I thought, why would anybody want to hear my message?
Right? That's
what? Am I worthy? Am I, you know, what?
Totally.
What is she thinking?
I totally know what you mean.
So I did. I called the person who wrote the Abundance Program. And I asked if I could use it as part of my coaching program, and
wow.
I filled up. I mean, I thought I was going to be kind of struggling. I was a lot fearful, actually. But the coaching program filled up very quickly.
Wow.
And I got contracts for other work as well. And
wow.
all of a sudden, it just came rolling in, and it worked.
Right, right. So we're just going to do a little play-by-play, right? You're living all this contrast, all this resistance, all these things that are... You could say kind of pushing up against you, right, with maybe your the loss of your father. I'm very sorry to hear that. Dealing with a stressful, resistant relationship, right? These are all things that everybody deals with, right? And at one point or another, and these are all things, well, if you choose to, everyone deals with. But what really made you different, right? What's the word I'm looking for? I'm so sorry. What really distinguished you from what the average person in a great deal of resistance would do is instead of self-destructing and saying, forget this, forget life, everyone sucks. Like, everyone hates me.
I did a little of that.
Well, you need to, right? You need to. But you didn't dwell in it. And I know that. And I don't know you so well, but I know that you didn't dwell in it for too long because you wouldn't be where you are today if you did.
Well, you know, I have to say, I dwelled on it far longer than I should have.
Well, there you go.
There, I should have. I think... To be honest, I didn't mention the other loss I had. What
yes.
really, really turned it around was my sister passed away. In her,
oh.
And that was, for me, that was somebody that I thought I would spend the rest of my life. She was my best friend. And all of a sudden, she wasn't there.
Wow.
And I started thinking, I mean, it was shortly after that I found the Abundance Program. I started thinking, you know what? I can't live like this. I could be gone tomorrow, just like that.
Wow.
And... that was really the impetus for a lot of the change, is realizing that you know, I've been dwelling on this for a really long time and not moving forward. And, you know, the reality of any situation like that is if you're not moving forward, you're stuck.
Yes.
And a lot of times we don't even realize we're stuck.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's so true. And that actually gave me chills, Juliet, because what I felt from that was, you know, your sister gave you life. You know what I mean?
My sister did give me life.
Your sister, you know, your life to seize for the taking, right? And, like, wow, I thank you. I mean, I'm getting emotionally touched by that as well. That's really, really beautiful. And it's amazing how we're so connected to, like, the non-physical. Physical, non-physical is all so one. You know what I mean? We're all so interconnected. And there is no such thing as coincidence. I'm a firm believer in that. And when you have such synchronous events and that awakening of being like, whoa, every day is life being lived. Every moment is this experience, whether it's 10 years from now or now, or 100 years from now or now, it's going to be now. Like, there is no 100 years from now. There is only now. There is no when I get off work tonight. There is no when I am finished with this job and can finally retire. There is none of that. All you have is now. Because if you live your life excited to get off work and then excited to, it's not everyone wants to get off work, right? But what I'm saying is chronically, like, I can't wait to be home, and like day after day after day after day, thinking like, well, only 20 more years till I can retire. Like, you know, that is not you living life. That's life living you. You know, and that's just not what we came here and intended to do, you know?
Exactly.
So, Juliet, something that, I mean, in the first 10 minutes, bam, inspiration, that's powerful. What you did is you took your life, you were experiencing this heavily resistant state. All of these crazy things in your surroundings that are happening to you and through you, right? So you did what you had to do to experience the contrast, experience what you don't want, to know exactly more of what you do want, right? With every loss, there is a gain. With every gain, there is a loss. So the moment that you picked up this program, and with all this resistance, kind of just on the tailwinds, you know what I'm saying? You did this 180 switch, followed your highest excitement, and your business filled up.
Yes.
That right there is exactly why I host this show. You're living proof of no matter what times you're going through, no matter how hard, no matter how difficult, no matter how stuck you might feel, there is not a possibility in the universe for you not to improve. All you have to do is pull a Juliet. Put your energy into something or someone or somewhere that defocuses you from the resistance and that can possibly inspire, if not plant a seed, right, to move you in another direction. Is that kind of what happened?
That's exactly what happened. I started going through a lot of my belief system, changing those beliefs. You know, we don't realize as we move through life that, you know, there's this time period when we are small children and teenagers that, you know, there are people in our lives that we look up to.
Yes.
Who are putting, they're putting these limiting beliefs on us. And we don't know any better. We buy them hook, line, and sinker. And so it was really a time in my life that was about taking charge, taking responsibility for my own happiness, my own being, and looking at those limiting beliefs and saying, you know what, that's not valid.
Yes.
You know, to give you an example, my dad, really, really great guy, but when I was growing up, he used to tell me all the time that I lacked common sense. And, you know, you hear that from parents and you think, oh, he's a bad parent.
Sounds like my father.
Yes. But, you know, so I grew up thinking that I didn't have common sense.
Right.
And then, you know, I got through college, I got into the working world, and I was really a go-getter and, you know, an innovator. I had a lot of really good ideas. And people would start, you know, people would say to me, why didn't I think of that? That's really so common sense. So that was one of my biggest ones that I had to really sit down and separate and, you know, say, my dad was a really mechanical guy and like he could take anything together and put it apart. And when he was saying that to me, it's because I'm so not mechanical. like mechanical technology, it all just eludes me. But I'm good at these other things. I have a lot of common sense in. And I just had to separate that and say, you know what? I do have a lot of common sense. Dad's definition of common sense isn't my definition of common sense.
Bam.
And that's okay.
Bam.
Dad's entitled to his. I'm entitled to mine. And now I'm ready to move on. And it's no longer a limiting belief for me. So just going through things like that, that sometimes we aren't even aware. It can be, you know, teachers like telling you you're bad at math,
right?
Or, you know, just this little bitty comments that maybe we don't even acknowledge that we've made our truth.
True. It's so true. And it's so funny that you bring that up, Juliet. That's something that, I mean, I talk about a lot, like a lot, how we are. So think about this is my little hypothesis is like, you know, our parents' parents were told something that was limiting, right? So they believed that and they never had the opportunities that we did to realize that we are all connected and this is a universe, right? So it's this passing down, it's this generational understanding, right? And this is the catch 22 about it is they mean love. They only tell you because they love you. They only tell you because they want the best for you. And they only tell you because they think that had you not previously had this information, you know, that you wouldn't know something. You know, that's their only intention is helping. But what actually is happening is the knowingness, the source, you know, pure from, you know, the divine, totally knowing why you're here, what you're going to do, gets tainted, right? When, you know, year 2, year 3, year 4, year 8, year 15, year 20, you know, and then you're molded. And then you are, and then you sound like your mom and your dad, and all of a sudden your boyfriend or girlfriend, you know, puts their hand in the cookie jar and you say, you can't do that! And then you're like, wait, I sound like my father. Like, what am I doing? Right? So it's really interesting, though. You hit it on the head where you said you have to go back and you have to rearrange. You have to rediscover your belief system. And that, Juliet, is wisdom, to say the least. For a person to take what they've known, right, growing up and, like you said, hook, line, and sinker, pretty much like built their entire belief system and understanding off of this. And then one day realizing, wait a minute, his definition was different than mine, right? Uh-huh. How, I mean, talk about a weight being lifted off of your shoulders. Talk about an amazing ability to understand perspective. Not only does that detach you from the weighted belief systems that you were told growing up, but it also detaches you from the future belief systems that will be presented that you now know you don't have to question, right?
Right.
You don't have to ask yourself whatever it is that is being presented to you when you know where you stand, you know? That's power. Juliet, I'm going to ask you about your blog, all right? You have a really amazing blog. Okay, super inspirational, super powerful. How did you come up with it? It's called Quit Whining About, right? These are the titles. Quit Whining About, right?
Quit Whining About whatever.
Whatever.
Just quit whining.
No, I just love it. I just love it because that is where the rubber hits the road is if you want to allow something to manifest into your life, you have to stop putting so much energy into the lack thereof. If you want a big pile of money and you are just visualizing the lack and feeling more than anything, emotionally responding and vibrationally outputting, saying to the universe, I am lackful, I don't have abundance, I don't have money. That big pile is waiting for you, is blinking. It's like, I'm over here, but it's not going to come to you. You have just got to go to it. Julia, you're a master on this. Tell us about this.
Well, everyone says right off the bat, wow, that's really harsh. Quit whining. But, you know, the biggest thing I find in coaching sessions is people want to complain.
Yes.
And you know what? Complaining is not a strategy.
Nope.
Complaining has no action attached to it. And if you're just going to whine about it, you're going to be stuck. You're not going to get out of that space you're in. So that's what it's all about is just tips on, you know, whether it's quit whining about your relationship with money or quit whining about your lack or quit whining about, you know, failure, whatever. That's where I stand with it. And I'm pretty direct in it. Sometimes it's kind of a punch in the gut with what I have to say.
But that's kind of what we need. You know, people tend to beat around the bush a little bit too much. And thanks to people like you, we're able to see that there's other ways of manifesting prosperity, abundance. And if you can, and this is something that I love about knowing how to deliberately manifest abundance and prosperity when you want, when you need, is if you know how to manifest abundance, you know how to manifest anything. If you know that you want something, whatever it may be, you look at the cars driving, you say, I want that car. You look at properties, you say, I want that house. Or you look at distribution centers, you say, for my company, I want, you know, 100,000 square foot distribution center. Okay. No matter what it is, number one, a button is as easily manifested as a mansion. It all just depends on where the energy is going. If you put the energy into a button will manifest. If you put that exact same amount of energy into a mansion will manifest. It's just about where your head's at. It's just more difficult for us to manifest a mansion than a button because we've put these conditions on manifest. It's easy for us to think about like billions of buttons and just getting, oh, I can get a button anywhere. Than like billions of mansions. You're like, oh, well, I need to pay for those, you know?
Right.
But if we can break that gap, if we can bridge that gap, if we can break that resistance and feeling like the button is so much different than the mansion, then you really can have anything you want. And yeah, your blog is really a wonderful way. People, listeners, make sure to check it out. No, definitely. You're going to want to go to, if you're just tuning in with us, winningenergycoaching.com. That's winningenergycoaching.com. And then you're going to want to check out the blog, Quit Whining About Whatever It Is You're Whining About. It's really, really cool because it is the process. It is the first step. It's the stages to approach within yourself the ability to think in the way that allows the things that you want. You can't be whining about what you don't have when you are wanting what you don't have.
It's just, exactly.
So I want to touch on something that's really interesting and special about what you specifically do, Juliet, is your coaching programs are different. They're not your traditional, you know, go in and coach and, you know, it's different. It's hands-on. It's powerful. Talk to us about it. How do you get your message across so potently, so successfully?
Well, first of all, I think a lot of coaching programs, you set goals, but you don't really, I mean, you kind of figure out how to get there, but you don't really know why you're doing the things to get there.
Totally.
So what's different about mine is, first of all, every coaching program starts with an abundance program.
Nice.
Because you can set all the goals you want, but if you're in the back of your mind thinking, I can't really do that, it's not really possible, I can't, I won't, I, you know, if you're not willing to make some solid choices, it's not going to happen.
Exactly.
So that's the first part of it, is the abundance program, which really does teach you how to manifest.
Yeah.
And once you get a grasp on that, then everything else starts falling into place. Just like when you're thinking about lack and you have a downward spiral, when you start thinking about abundance and learn how to manifest, it's an upward spiral.
Yes.
So that's the first thing that's different about all my programs. The second thing is that I'm a firm believer in the I am, that intention plus action equals manifestation.
Mm.
So I know a lot of programs, they'll have, you know, you make a dream board, you stick all these things on the board, and you kind of hope or wish they'll come to you.
Totally.
But it's not. During my program, we actually put down, we do a board with specific things on them and action steps to get there.
That's great.
So we're constantly working on the action steps to get you to your goal.
That's wonderful.
One thing that we encounter quite a bit is obstacles, because we all have obstacles.
Of course.
So through the program, we start learning how obstacles are really ways for us to, are really things for us to embrace.
Yes.
To thank the universe for.
Yes.
Because a lot of times an obstacle is there to slow you down, so you'll pay attention to something else.
Yeah.
Or it's a big red flag that maybe you're going in the wrong direction.
Totally.
And the reason I'm so forceful on that is I used to be one of those people that kind of forced the round peg into the square hole.
Yes.
And as I went through this abundance program, I kind of learned that, you know, if you have faith and you just say, okay, this obstacle's here, I can go around it, I can go through it, how am I going to manage it?
Right.
And just kind of do it and let it go and say, okay, if this is meant to be, it'll happen.
Exactly.
Move on to the next phase. You'd be amazed how many times, you know, a week or two later, that thing just appears.
Yes.
And it's because you took the action steps and then you just kind of let it go.
Yep.
To see where it went. So that's a lot of it, too, is teaching people to just have faith in their intuition and getting through those obstacles and moving forward.
That's so much power, because when you can say it and actually believe it, all right, that like you just said, there is a huge difference between saying it, you know, I'm working to these goals, but that little voice in the back of your mind going, no, you're not. It's like, if you can say it and mean it, when you say, I genuinely am grateful for and bless the obstacles.
Mm-hmm.
What you're doing vibrationally in your consciousness, which is a direct reflection to your reality, is you're telling the universe, you're telling yourself, and you're telling everything around you that I'm using this to better my current situation. When you look at an obstacle and you say, darn it, oh, why did this have to happen? You backtrack, right?
You do.
You clutter any positive stream flow that could possibly be trying to enter your perspective, and you saturate in an out of alignment perspective of the current situation.
You do. And, you know, I want to quote Christy Marie Sheldon here, because she's just really an inspirational coach as well. And she always says, when you get mad about a situation, think of mad backwards. It's damn. You build a dam. You build your own obstacle to getting over that.
Wow.
So I think that's, if you can, when you're in situations where you have an obstacle, you can choose to get mad and dwell on it, or you can push through. And if you push through, that dam is gone.
Yes.
So,
And pushing through, I feel like, is, it's way harder to stay mad, right? It's, well, could be debatable. Sometimes it's easier. Sometimes it's easier to just, like, you know, punch the pillow. but really, right, it's once again a paradox, because it could, you know, it's easier in the sense of in that moment you have the rage and you have the energy and, oh, this. But it's more difficult in the sense of what you're lining up for yourself. It's way more difficult in the sense of your emotional response is painful, is hurting you. It's, you're building a dam in your own body.
Right.
Whereas if you were to just let it flow, not only would you feel a lot better, but your surroundings would display to you, would show you that if you were to just maintain feeling good and see this obstacle as definition for more of what you want, you're moving exactly in the direction of more of what you want.
You are. And, you know, that's where it really comes into, if you're going to be the creator of your own universe,
yes,
then you have to make a solid choice and you have to take responsibility for those choices. So you can choose,
yes,
to be mad and dwell on the situation. And that's what happens when we're mad. We dwell.
Right.
Or you can choose to take solid action, and action pulls us away from that dwelling feeling.
Yes.
As long as we're working on it and we're doing something constructive and going around it, we're not dwelling.
Absolutely. That's a really good point you actually just brought up. I'd never thought of that. If you're taking action outside of, you know, the whatever's holding you back, if you're moving towards the things that are bringing you the joy, towards the things that you want to be experiencing, if you're even something as simple as thinking about them, but not thinking about them in a relationship to not having them, thinking about them in a relationship to your moving through time space towards them, you know, big difference.
Yeah, it is. And when I say action too, I should point out loving action, because sometimes when we get mad, we don't take action that's loving. You know, we might be a little bent on anger and lashing out and defensiveness and, you know, revenge even sometimes. So make sure that action moving forward is loving, not only to yourself, but to everyone around you.
Definitely. Just because like we were saying, if it's one of anger, if it's out of alignment, you will only get that exact reflection.
Yes.
Juliet, will you tell us about your free abundance quizzes on your website? The quiz on your website. Listeners, I highly suggest you mimic me. I'm going to the website right now. We're going to do live on the air, mass multimedia. We're going to go Winning Energy Coaching. Winning Energy, ENERGYCOACHING.com. Winning Energy Coaching.com. Can you tell us a little bit about this quiz and where we could find it, right?
If you go on my website under Abundance Assessment,
very nice.
I've gotten feedback. We don't want to call it a quiz because nobody likes a quiz. Nobody likes a test, so they won't
right?
do it.
Right.
So it's an Abundance Assessment.
Love it.
10 really easy questions, and if you answer them honestly, you'll get feedback at the end about where your abundance lies.
That's so cool. Wow, I'm surprised. Like, I expect you to be on Oprah like next week. Like, this is like so cool. I've never heard of, like, you know, going to a website, putting in a couple questions, and then accurately being told where my relationship stands with my abundance. That's really cool. So guys, check this out. You're going to go to winningenergycoaching.com. WinningEnergyCoaching.com. There's a couple tabs. You got home, about Juliet, coaching packages. Definitely going to want to check those out too. Tools, working with Juliet, a couple other tabs. And then you have the abundance assessment. Not a quiz.
not a quiz.
This has nothing to do with how good you are. No, but seriously, check it out. It's really, really cool. I love it. This little intro. It says, like, are you living a full abundant life, or is your scarcity attitude holding you back? Take the abundance assessment and find out how your abundance rates. That's awesome. I'm definitely going to do it after the show.
Definitely do it. And, you know, I want to mention, a lot of people don't do it as well because they think it just revolves around money.
Right.
Scarcity is something that can revolve around any area of your life, not just money. For a lot of people, it's time. Time seems to be a bigger problem than money for many, many people.
Wow.
So, you know, don't just focus. It could be scarcity of love, scarcity in your relationship. So it's kind of all over the place there.
That's awesome. And I love that you mentioned that because, you know, a lot of people in today's society, and I don't blame them. I used to be one of them until I understood what abundance is really here for. A lot of people will have this preconceived notion when they hear the word abundance, the word money, prosperity, currency, what they think is, you know, something created by the government, and you know what I mean?
I need to put my tinfoil hat
on. Exactly. Exactly. Right. A lot of us, in, like I said, I used to be one of them. We don't like money. It's like, oh, we have to work for this paper that doesn't mean anything just so I can live in a house and eat my food. But what abundance is, it's not just, you know, getting the money. It's not just, you know, also another, excuse my scatterbrain, another reason that we in today's society could have that misconception about abundance and money is because of what the news portrays about the multi-billionaires and, you know, oh, well, people that have money are bad people. You know, they don't do the right things with it and they only, you know, start wars and blah, 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 blah. If you were to just change that a little bit and see that, you know, of course, there are people on this planet that have money that have done bad things, but there's also people on this planet that have a lot of money that do really, really great things. If you were to kind of ease yourself into changing the way that you view money, right? If we were to view money not as some, you know, sadistic dollar that's come to limit your ability to live life, but more as this, you know, infinite means to do anything and everything you want. And now, thanks to Juliet Clark and hopefully the Vibration Station, you have a little bit better of a grasp on how to approach making all the money that you want, right? So it's all about just easing your... It's just like, you know, getting comfortable. It's just like sitting in and being like, you know what? Money is really nice. It's like, you know, it's like getting into a hot jacuzzi. It's like, oh, that's really hot. I don't really like it. And then you're like, oh, this is wonderful, and I know how to be comfortable in this. So, what is Juliet, the Manifesting Money Mastery Series Meditations? I like that. The Manifesting Money Mastery Series Meditations.
It is a series that is on my site that is, it's actually several tapes. You can buy them individually, or you can buy them, they're downloads.
Wonderful.
Or you can buy them as the set. And, you know, you can actually use this in any part of your life. I specified money, but you can, as you're listening to them, go through them and substitute, you know, time or
yes,
whatever energy, whatever it is. So the first part of it is manifesting success, learning how to take what you do and create action steps to be able to do more of it.
That's awesome.
So taking those really good things that you do, you know, taking your business strengths and making more of them.
Yes.
It's always funny to me, just to get off track a little
bit. No, I love it.
On my intake for clients, I have two questions that are on there. What are your five strengths? What are your five weaknesses? And it's amazing sometimes to watch people have no idea. Oh, I don't know what to say. So,
wow.
You know, it's kind of learning what those are. And
that
this meditation helps you to strengthen those. The second meditation that's part of the series is Manifesting Money. And that's aligning your thoughts and your actions with, you know, your goals, how much you want to make, how you're going to get there type
yes.
of situation.
Yes.
The third is letting go of limiting beliefs. And I talked a little bit about that earlier. Just really going through the meditation and starting to write down what limiting beliefs are surfacing.
Yes.
Because once, if you're not aware of them, you can't heal them. So that's a big one with that.
That's a big statement.
Yeah.
That's very true, Julia.
It is. If you don't know that you have
Juliet,
them.
Juliet, I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I've been called the loud one.
Yes. So funny.
So, like I said, if you're not aware of them, you can't heal it. And going through this process and getting really connected with yourself, things are going to start surfacing. And some of them you'll really be glad to get rid of them. Some of them you're going to be a little bit hesitant about. Ooh, do I want to go there?
Wow.
But those ones that are the ooh, do I want to go there? Those are the ones you need to get rid of the
yep.
most. So,
yeah,
really powerful. And then the fourth part of the series is releasing doubts and fears. And that's just a meditation about feeling where you feel the fear in your body and talking to your body in a very loving way to dissipate those fears.
Wow.
So that's part of it. And then I think the most powerful part of the series is manifesting your future self. And that meditation is literally about where you want to be a year from now.
That's great.
What people you're surrounded with, what you want your bank account to look like, what you're doing for vacations, what you're driving, where you're living, what is your ideal home you'd like to live in.
Yes.
And, you know, going back and seeing yourself doing all these things, yes. which is, you know, 95% of getting there is
yes,
seeing
is.
Yourself there instead of telling yourself, oh, I know I'll never get there. So it's really, and visualizing it down to, you know, minute details.
Yes.
You know, when you're manifesting, you have to be very specific. I always give my clients an example of this. If you go out and say, I want, let's say it's a real estate person.
Yeah,
I want
perfect.
Nice people who are ready to buy a home.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you might get a lot of nice people coming to you, but they might not qualify for a loan.
Exactly.
And they might not, you know, there's, or they might have really poor credit or, you know,
exactly.
whatever it is. So
exactly.
you want to be really specific about how you put it out there. I want to attract really nice clients who are qualified to
yes.
buy my product.
Yes.
So, you know, getting, that's what that generating your future self about is getting your intentions down to very specific parameters. That you know, you're telling the universe what you want.
Exactly.
The universe doesn't understand wishy-washy. It doesn't understand maybe. How many times have you been invited to a party and you'll say, "I'll try." It doesn't understand I try. When I say I try, it means I'm not going. And I didn't want to say that. But that's what you know. The universe
exactly.
doesn't understand those things. So.
Exactly.
You have to be very specific about what you're manifesting. And I feel bad. I hope nobody I know is listening, and I've told you I'll try to make it to your party lately.
Yes. Well, you're schneckmurdick. No, no, no. We'll just cut the party out. No. Just kidding. Wow. It's very true, though. It's very, very true. True to the core. When you are not specific, at least when you're not, you know, defined, you know what I mean? When you don't know what you want, and at least you don't necessarily know how you're going to get it with some things, but if you don't know how you're going to put yourself in the opportunity to come close to getting it and not feeling like you are able to do so, it's far, you know, it's far. It's as far as you make it. And I think, listeners, I highly, highly suggest exercising the Manifesting Money Mastery Series meditations. I also dare you to say that 10 times fast. If you can send me a recording of saying that 10 times fast.
They can have it for free.
We'll we'll give you a wonderful high five and send you a loving email. Kidding.
Well, you know, it's funny because we talked a little bit around before the show about drama.
Yes.
And that's one of
yes.
those things that, you know, you have to make a conscious choice. You have to visualize yourself without drama if you don't want drama.
Totally.
And sometimes that means making, you know, cognitive choices about who's going to be in your life and who's not.
Definitely.
And whose energy you're going to let in and who's not. And just making that conscious choice not to let that energy in at all.
Exactly.
So that goes along with the try. Well, you know, I'll try not to. I'll try not to hang around with Uncle Fred because, I mean, when I speak, that's the biggest question I get is how do you know? I have a family member that, you know, he's just a bad influence or he's whatever.
Right.
And you know, I firmly believe that we all have, I'll call him Uncle Fred, even though I don't have an Uncle Fred.
Yeah.
We all have one of those people in our family that challenges us.
Yes, we
and
do.
And it's easy to get rid of dramatic people in your life when they're not yeah. your family. A little bit harder when it's your family. But
yeah.
It's just kind of funny because, once again, it's a choice. And you choose yes. to minimize contact. And I don't even know how I got off on that. Something you said.
No, but it's totally true. No, it's, you know, making a deliberate conscious choice to, you know, sift through the people, the energies, the jobs, the experiences that you want to live and you don't want to live. And how do you start that is exactly what Juliet said. Visualization. You imagine yourself exactly where you want to be. Now, this is the biggest thing. When I talk to people about visualization and you know, I lend my word of advice. What I will get a lot of what people will say is, you know, Dave, a lot of the time that I'll visualize exactly what it is that I want, I can't help but feeling the lack of, like, oh, I'm visualizing it, that's really cool, but, like, I'm visualizing it in relationship to not having it, right? So it's like, at least with my experiences, I feel like that is, once you've gotten over not feeling like you don't have it anymore, once you've gotten over, and Juliet, tell me if you know, with your coaching, and you're actually a legitimate professional coach, you know, if you've you know, run into similar experiences where someone can visualize whatever they want as much as they want, but if they're not visualizing it in a productive, emotionally productive way, if they're visualizing it and they're just thinking like, okay, I can close my eyes and like visualize, you know, this is just person X, variable person, right? The person who's on their path to deliberately thinking and being conscious, right? You can say, well, I'm imagining a big pile of money, but then I'm feeling like I don't have it. Mm-hmm. If we can understand that, and this is what bridged the gap for me, this is what allowed me to visualize things and feel good about visualizing them, is knowing that by me visualizing them and feeling good about visualizing them, I'm manipulating my reality.
You are, but the really important ingredient there is the action step to get there. I recently had a client who, she had a dream board and she had a Lexus on there that she's had on there for 2 years.
Very nice.
And she, you know, she said, it's there. I want it, but I can't get it. And so we actually broke it off and we did a what will it take board. Well, it turned out she hadn't even gone to see if she qualified.
Wow.
So first action step, go in the dealership and drive the car.
Right.
See if that's really what you want.
Yes.
You know, then go find out, do I qualify? She had credit issues. And they tried to put her in a really, really bad loan. I'm not sure what that was all about. Right. So she said, you know, I give up. Maybe it wasn't meant for me.
Wow.
Well, amazingly, about 2 weeks later, she called up and she said, I ran into a friend today and she told me, and I don't know if I should say the name of the place or not. I don't want to plug. Do we have commercials here?
No, yeah, plug it. That's fine. We love it.
She said, she told me about CarMax.
Yeah, totally.
And she told me, I called them and I qualified and I went down and I got just the car I wanted. And
wow.
It was kind of amazing because up until then it had sat on that dream board for 2 years. But no action steps.
Right.
So that action is really, really key. And I know it sounds so basic, but you'd be amazed how many times people, I want it, but I really don't want to do anything to get it.
Absolutely.
It's just going to appear to me.
Right?
Yeah.
And people almost assume that they cancel out any ability to even take the action step by thinking to themselves, that's out of my league.
Excuses. A lot of it's excuses, too. Oh, you know, I can't do that. My wife wouldn't like it, or, you know, my kids, or I have this, or I have that. Those are all, when you make a clear-cut choice to get to do something, you have to make it so, you know, I'm going to make this happen and nothing's going to get in my way.
Totally.
And not in a selfish way, but totally. Just very much that, you know, it's a matter of sitting down and communicating.
Yes.
You know what? I'll sit down and tell my children, I need to work this extra 2 hours a day because this is our goal.
Yes.
Or talking to your wife about, you know, I have to get out and make time for myself
right.
at the gym, and I'm doing it for me.
Right.
And the result is that I'm going to be a better dad, or I'm going to be a better, because I'm going to feel better
totally.
Inside. So a lot of it is really not putting up excuses
yes.
and setting clear-cut boundaries and letting the people around you know that these are my boundaries now, and my working with these boundaries and towards these goals is going to make us a better family, me a better person, you a better person, you know, our interaction better, because I'm going to be happy dad instead of, you know, overweight, sad, overworked, grumpy dad.
Totally. You've just, like, summed up. I mean, if everyone did that, I mean, the planet would be different. Hands down, I think we said that before the show. If everyone acted in that way, not making excuses, right? It's arguing for your limitation, right? Arguing for your own limitation. Making excuses to not do the things that you've always wanted to do.
Well, there's that too. And, you know, I think women, they have kind of a different self-limiting belief in there too. Women of my age group, I'm in my early 50s, we were kind of raised with this, you know, if you go out and do things for yourself, you're selfish. And
wow.
That's, you know, for a lot of women, that's kind of how we feel. We start feeling guilty. The real reality of that is it's not selfish.
Right.
If I come first and I'm happy, then everybody's going to be happy. And I think men know that because of the happy wife, happy life thing.
Totally.
But reality is, if you're happy as a person, everybody around you is going to see it, and they're going to be pretty happy about it, too.
Exactly. The heart emanates. You can feel the heart.
Yeah.
And for the record, Juliet, you look amazing for your age.
Thank you.
You look not a day past 32, truly.
But I'll be on next week.
Yes. No, truly, truly. We're ageless, right? Age is just a number. But Juliet Clark! Wow, wow, wow. If there is one thing that I could say to listeners, it is make sure to check out winningenergycoaching.com. You will absolutely not in any way, shape, or form regret it. Also, I wanted to have you guys take the abundance quiz. Just because it's such a fun and expansive way to push your previous limits of what you thought you could achieve. Make sure to go to winningenergycoaching.com and let's take the abundance assessment. This has been, once again, another amazing, high vibrational, unconditionally loving and appreciating episode of Dave's Good Vibration Station. I want to thank our guest and raiser of vibration for the day, Juliet Clark. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
For being who you are and acting on your highest joys and being the inspiration to the world that you have become. This is Dave's Good Vibration Station. I'm your host, Davey. Make sure to check us out on Twitter. Follow us, Good Vibe Station. Always sending you unconditional love, light, happiness, joy, and laughter from our hearts to yours. Make sure to check out Juliet Clark, winningenergycoaching.com. Take the Abundance Quiz and Manifesting Money Mastery Series Meditations. It will change your life for the better. Love you guys. See you next week.